hadn't called your name tonight, you know it. What did the evangelist say? You know. If he hadn't called it, I promise you, you better get it right. But just for a little while tonight, I thank God for being so good to us. Thank God again, our pastor. Hey, you feel better in that good chair? Jared took care of him. I'm telling you right now, that's good. There you go. There you go. I'd be asleep. I tell you what, God's good. Amen. I'm glad he's still on the throne. I tell you, all the troubles and trials that this world and we're going through, just to know he's still God. Amen. And I tell you what, just for a little while tonight, I'd like to preach on why. W-H-Y. I'd like to make it so plain that these children and these younger children know why. Have you ever been around a child growing up? Why? 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 It just about drive you crazy, amen? But I want to let you know that's how they learn. You know, there's things in life about why that if you've got half a brain, you can figure out, preacher. Now, you studious boys, we're going to talk carnal right now just for a little bit and about worldly things. If your mama tells you you're going to have a world history test in 5 days, 5 days come and you bomb that test, Lucas, what's the number one reason why you would bomb that test? You didn't study. Ding, 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 ding. You see how easy that is? Why? There's so many things in life that we ask why when if we just get real with ourselves, we know why. But I'm going to talk about some things that is kind of hard tonight. Death. Why? And may I remind you tonight that all the things and the questions and the guilt and the anger is all normal. I'd never tell you it wasn't. But we as Christians, there's verses that we should know why. I want these young adults to know. I've told you in times past that every one of you realize that we've got an allotted amount of days. We don't know when that's going to come, but God does. Amen? So let's go to Genesis and we'll see where death started. Genesis 3 and 17, it says, "And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife." Wow. Boy, I could stop right there and preach the rest of the night, amen. Why, Adam, did you listen to your wife? "And has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and into dust shalt thou return." Death. Romans 5:12, it says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now I'm going to tell you just a little lesson tonight that when God created the garden, it was in perfection. That old devil, that old serpent, come in and messed it all up. Now you women, you really messed it up. And O Adam hearkened to the voice of his wife, and God punished him, and death come about all mankind. Now, when you talk about a preacher and you ask why, there's two things that I'd like to get across to you tonight that when we try to witness to people that have lost a loved one. First of all, I want to go to the unsaved. How do we as Christians witness and comfort the lost? I wish it was a real easy message, and I tried to make a sugar tit out of this, Joe. But there's just no way around it, amen. There's no comforting lost people. What are we supposed to tell them? You'll meet him one day or her one day in heaven, when we know very well they're in hell. All we can do is shoot it to them straight. His or her day was that day. And God's trying to get your attention. It's time to shape up, or you will meet him or her one day and it'll be in hell. Amen. Why? Now, I'm not saying it's easy. It's horrible. Horrible. But we as Christians, we have verses. We have verses that'll help us. I can tell a Christian that's lost a loved one, listen, one day, if you're saved, you'll see that person again. In Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now that's easy preached. Not so easy when it's at your doorstep. But I'm telling you right now, Alpha Baptist, we as Christians ought to realize that the word why may come up, but it never should last for long. Because God's still on the throne, amen. Doesn't make it any less horrible, any less painful, amen. But for some reason that we can't figure out. Did you know that God's ways are not man's ways? And let me drop this on you, like the preacher says, like a ton of bricks. You'll never figure God out, amen? Now you can study his word and it tells you to study and show thyself approved. We all know that. But don't think that you're going to become as God or one as smart as God, amen? There's still going to come up some questions every once in a while. Why? But I do know the comforting words that I get out of the Bible, like they sang tonight. There's going to be a place that we're going to go as saved people, that there'll be no more death, no more sorrow. There won't be any crippled people there. There won't even be the sun there, amen. It'll be the real sun. So, what am I saying tonight? I'm telling you tonight that we all need to realize that we've all got an allotted days. We've got children growing up that's going to take the mantle one of these days, and they need to know before they get there, it's not going to be a question why, Lord, but I know exactly what's going on, Lord, and I'll trust you in all those decisions, because the power of life and death is not in our hands. I don't care how good a shape you are in, how many times you jog or go work out every day. I don't care how much fried food you've ate in 72 years. One of these days, God's going to say, that's it. No reason to say why. Our problem is look, While we're still on this earth and breathing, what are we doing about God's will? That's the real question that I need to ask myself. Why are you so enthralled on the things of the world and not on the things of God? I had a gentleman call. I didn't say. I told the preacher. Got my name, I guess, from the internet and number. He said, I tried to call Dennis Anderson, but it said the phone was disconnected. So he got me. He's from Henderson, 58 years old. He said, I just want to let you know, when I found y'all's website, he said, I just can't believe the truth. The articles, he said, are wonderful. The preaching is wonderful. Just couldn't believe it. So after we talked for 16 minutes, I said, sir, where are you going to church? Well, we go home church. So I invited him down. Now there's a question, why? How in the world can you be straight up, and I mean we talked about pretty much everything. How can you be so straight up on those things and not realize you need to be going to a Bible preaching church? And I let him know that, hey, I didn't rebuke him. I was not unkind. I said, sir, Henderson's not too far away for you to come to have service with us, worship with us. I told him we drove 2.5 hours for a year to go to a good Bible preaching church. How far are we willing to take this thing about serving God? Why? So the next time you children want to know why, I promise you, not only does salvation lie in the book, the answers to all your questions, why, is in this book. Right here. You know, our problem is just to look, believe it. Quit asking God why. Why? Can you imagine? Because I just get frizzled when a kid does that. I'm sure God gets that way with us. Why does he keep or she keep asking why? When all they got to do is believe and do what I tell them, amen? So why death? Why death? The Bible's pretty clear on it. All the old prophets, Brother Rocky did good on that. He said all the old prophets, when they got through with the ministry and God got ready for them, and he said, and they died. One of these days, that's going to be us. No asking why, no trying to figure it out. That's God's way. That's God's way. I'm glad tonight, and I know the pastor is, all these young people growing up in this church, you know, we really hadn't sugar-titted them any. They hear the same preaching. They've heard more preaching, I promise you, in this church than most people hear their whole lives. And so have we. Our problem is we're too busy asking why and not busy enough doing God's will. Amen? So my prayer for us tonight, myself first, is to quit asking why and just do. Amen? When things come along in your life, and we say this and we categorize good and bad, but they're all in God's hands. We call it good, they're in God's hands. We call it bad, it's in God's hands. He controls it all. I don't want to ask why, not one more time. I just want to realize God's good, God's in control, and even though I may not be able to understand it, it's still true. It's right. So let's pray for one another again. We thank for our pastor coming. Brother Sam, why don't you dismiss us?